Good morning. A dry, cold start to the day across most of interior New York and New England, with readings in the teens and lower 20s in most places. We still have a rather persistent northwest breeze that is adding to the chill this morning, and that's producing some extra clouds and a few lake effect flurries or snow showers that really won't amount to much during the day, except keep it feeling more like the winter season. As we get into the afternoon, we'll have more in the way of in-and-out sunshine throughout the day. Again, a few passing flurries and snow showers around, with highs staying below average and generally in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the teens and lower 20s. Heading through the middle of the week, the weather will be dominated by high pressure at the surface and a trough of low pressure aloft with areas of energy rotating through. So we will have some cloudy periods and plenty of breaks of sunshine. At times it will be even mostly sunny, but on average temperatures will be on the chilly side, with Tuesday's weather sunny and breezy and highs only in the lower 40s. Back to the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Another spoke of energy will rotate through on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. There's the chance of a few showers with highs back to the mid-40s. We'll go through the same process again as we hit the latter stages of the week, and for the weekend, with partly sunny skies, we'll see a few rain or snow showers on Friday and highs in the lower to mid-40s, and back to sunshine for Saturday with highs staying in the 40s before reaching into the 50s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, major and historical flooding will continue along parts of the Missouri and Mississippi River basins. Flood warnings and advisories remain in effect, mainly across eastern Nebraska, parts of Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. Meanwhile, warmer than average temperatures across the Northwest and Northern Rockies may also lead to accelerated snowmelt for lower elevations and potential flooding issues. And a lingering front that will drift into the Caribbean will bring daily chances for showers and thunderstorms over the Florida Peninsula. Meanwhile, light rain and snow showers will be possible from portions of the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic as a weak disturbance passes through that region. And surface high pressure will keep most of the lower 48 cool and dry this week, as temperatures are forecast to be just near or below normal east of the front range, with portions of the Appalachians 10 to 20 degrees cooler than those temperatures typical for March. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 4 below zero, with a west wind at 47 gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 48 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 17, 69% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 19 below zero at Cowdery, Colorado, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 31, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 6.2 inches of snow for the month, which is now 1 inch below normal, and 52.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 1.2 inches below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 575, that's 20 above normal, and with 5,283 heating degree days for the season, that's 216 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m. 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from 5 to 15 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 40s. Mostly sunny back to the lower 50s Wednesday. Mostly cloudy on Thursday, a chance of showers and highs in the mid-40s. On Friday, partly sunny, a few rain or snow showers in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s Saturday, and more sunshine in the lower 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.